It's interesting to note that in three different places, we talk about the completion of the Mishkan. And in each one, it seems as though there's a different focus. When we talk about Moshe completing the Mishkan, the focus is on the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And when Bnei Yisrael complete it, the focus is on the Mizbeach. And yet when the Nesiim finish it, the focus is on the Korbanos. Why is that? Why the difference between them? It almost seems like there's three different stories being told in one place. Let's share with you a beautiful idea about Rabbi Alex Israel. Rabbi Alex Israel explains that really the truth is that there are different ways that one could relate to the service of God. And there's the perspective of a Moshe, there's the perspective of the Kohanim, and there's the perspective of the Nesiim. And each of them has a different relationship with the Mishkan. You have a Moshe Rabbeinu who feels so intrinsically connected, he's so much a part of it. You have the Kohanim that are the players that act within the Mishkan. And then you have even the Nesiim who really represent the people who become just the rank and file. Every single person is going to have a different sense of connection to it. Moshe Rabbeinu, with such intensity, he was the architect on so many different levels. He was the mastermind behind it. He is so much a part of it. You could almost picture that his fingerprints are found all throughout the Mishkan, and his place is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the holiest place. Of course, he functions on some level as a Kohen Gadol, and that's the same thing with the Kohen Gadol. But then we move very quickly to the Korbanot, who are really, that's the Kohanim. They have a special relationship with the Beis Hamikdash, with the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash, which is more than regular people. But their area of expertise and their area of connectivity is going to end at the Mizbeach. They're not coming into the closer places in that. And that's the reality of it. And then we are introduced to the regular people. What happens with the regular people? You and I, we're just Balabatim. Our place is the korbanos, whether it's my contribution through my machtzis shekel, which then becomes the daily korbanos, or it's my personal korbanos that I'm bringing. Either or, it doesn't really make a difference which one it is. But the really important piece to note is that everybody has a place, and that's, I think, that the message that the Torah is trying to tell us in the construction of the mikdash. You might begin to think, wait a second, maybe only certain people have a place in it. Comes along the Torah and says, no, the opposite. Everybody has. Some experiences might be a little bit more intense and other less, but everybody has a place within the Mishkan. And when everybody has a place within the Mishkan, that is when we're able to have the Shechina Shochein bitochenu within us and within the home itself. Have a great day.